Good morning. We are continuing our question from yesterday. If we have two people who are availing, each one saying Kaddish for a parent, or we have two people who have a yurt site, and in either case, each of them want to act as the chazan, so should we divide up? Are we permitted to divide up the minyan in two, assuming we have at least 20 people, so each can act as a chazan in his respective minyan? So today we're going to bring two apparent proofs why indeed it would be problematic to divide up the minyan into two. So we're going to start with the Gemara in Brachos that discusses the halachas of Havdalah. So obviously one of the mitzvahs of Havdalah is when we have a candle to say the bracha borei meorei ha'esh. But what if you don't have a candle and you get one later on in the night? So for the example that the Gemara is talking about is they didn't have a candle. Somebody walks in later into the base medrash with the candle. Should one person say it for everyone so that everyone should stop learning because of Barovam Hajas Melech, let's say it together? Or when each Chavrusa has a break in their learning, let them say it individually. So the Gemara says as follows, Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Yoshvim Bebeis HaMedrash, there were people sitting in the Beis Medrash, Vayaviyu Orlif Nehem, and they brought a candle in for them to say the bracha borei meorei ha'esh. So we have a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim kol echad ve'echad nevarach le'atzmo. Each individual or each chavrusha will say it for themselves when they have a break in their learning. Don't disturb everyone's learning. Beis Hillel omrim echad mevarach le'kulan. But Beis Hillel is of the view that one person should say it forever. Everyone. Mishum shenemar berova majas melech apostol can mishlei, that the more the merrier, so one person should say it on behalf of everyone together. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like, as expected, Beis Hillel. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Hayu Yoshvim Bebeis HaMedrash, they view them or. So they were sitting in Motzei Shabbos in the Beis Medrash, they didn't say the bracha, and now somebody brings in the candle to say Borei Ma'arei Ha'esh, Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, one person says it for everyone. So we see here that we should keep it together. Barov Am Hadras Melech and the Tshuvas Makor Chaim, who lived in the 1700s into the 1800s, he writes as follows, that we learn from this, that even according to Beis Shammai, the whole reason that Beis Shammai said, let them say it individually and not Barov Am Hadras Melech, because they were concerned about Bittul Beis HaMedrash, that you would stop people from learning. So don't do it Barov Am Hadras Melech, because you would be stopping people. But if that were not the case, and in a different situation, of obviously, Beis Shammai would agree that we have to do a mitzvah Berov Am Hadras Melech. So accordingly, based on that, the Makor Chaim says, in our question, when it comes to dividing up a minyan and having them daven in two places, he says that, in fact, we should not do that. So he says, Ein lechalek shnei haminyanim l'shnei makomot. We shouldn't divide up the two into two minyanim, to two places. Rak lispala b'makom echad. We should only daven in one place. Keep the minyan intact. Nishum deborovam hadras melech. So that is apparent proof number one, to keep the minyan whole and not divide up into two or more minyanim based on the number of chiyuvim there are. Another proof or quasi-proof that we're going to bring now is based on the halachas of zimun. If we have a number of people who ate together, so the Rama says as follows, as we know, if you have a minimum of three, there's a zimun. If you have a minimum of 10, they add in elokeinu. But there are going to be certain situations where it would be permitted to divide up into two groups or three groups or more, depending on the numbers. So the Rama says as follows, Afilu kol makom shereshein lechelek adif tele zimun. Even though there are times that it's permitted to divide up into multiple zimunim, it nonetheless is preferable to stay whole, to stay together, again because of Barov Am Hadras Melech, the more the merrier. And the Mishnah Brura explains as follows, that when could you divide it up? If you have, for example, three people who ate together but not bekvius, they didn't have permanence together. Or if you have 20 people, this is more relevant to our question, if you have 20 people that ate together, so they are allowed to divide up into two groups of 10, because each one can say elokeinu. Or if we have six people that eat together, we would say the same thing with nine people. If it's six, they can divide up into two groups of three, because that's each has a zimun. Or if you have nine people, they can divide up into three groups of three. And nonetheless, despite the fact they are permitted to divide up says the Mishnah Berurah, and explaining the Ramah, Mikol Makom, Adiv Tvei Shelo Lechalek, it would be preferable to not divide up because of Berov HaMadras Melech. So again, if we apply this context to the Zimun, not dividing up a Zimun, even though it may be permitted, but because of Berov HaMadras Melech, we keep them all together. So too, when it comes to dividing up a minion into two, to Avelim, to Bala Yortzai, we would say, keep it intact, Berov HaMadras Melech. And Amir Tashem, we will start getting into the more reasons why we should keep the minion intact, and we'll start looking at some Piskei Halacha on this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.